USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the church in the town of White Settlement near Fort Worth for how prepared its volunteer security team was in putting down the shooter Sunday. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before.
The two men killed in the shooting, members of the church's security team, they're identified as Anton Wallace, 64 years old from Fort Worth, and Richard White, 67 from River Oaks. Wallace, a deacon and longtime congregant of the church. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, "I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now." Former President Obama on Twitter saying, "Praying for you, my friend." And as we close out the year, people making resolutions for 2020, I spoke with a few folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Better spending habits.
Are the credit cards smoking?
Oh, I paid them off. But going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The U.S. military on the offensive in the past couple of days in Somalia and the Middle East, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Secretary of State saying that those military airstrikes were designed to protect American forces and citizens in Iraq.
This was an Iranian-backed rogue militia acting to deny the Iraqi people their basic sovereignty. It's a Qasem Soleimani, it's the Ayatollah, working to expand their terror campaign all around the world.
Meanwhile, on another front, the Pentagon says U.S. forces carried out airstrikes in Somalia. The military saying the strikes were targeting militants with the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab, and that four terrorists were killed.
Turning now to the economy, for the first time in 8 weeks, there's been a slight increase in the price of gasoline.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average for gasoline has increased by over 3 cents a gallon this week.
The national average has increased for its first time in 8 weeks, posting a 3.4 cent per gallon increase to a national average of $2.57 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan compares the price of gasoline now at the end of 2019 as compared to some recent figures.
Average prices remain slightly lower than a month ago, but 31 cents higher than 1 year ago when economic concerns drove down oil prices and caused gas prices to stand at $2.26.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.